AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the owner and director of Ice Company Hockey Schools. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for The Who on May 13th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. My guest for tonight is a great friend who's an author, pro goaltending coach, and presently the assistant coach to the U.S. Women's National Ice Hockey Program. I want to welcome Rob Stauber to In the Crease. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for having me. I look forward to our time together here tonight. And it's always great to talk about hockey.
Fantastic. Anytime Minnesota hockey and goaltending comes up in conversation, so does the name of Rob Stauber. Why is that?
Well, I've been at it a long time, Kenny. I started coaching in 1986 when I was still at the University of Minnesota, and a very well-known name in the goaltending world of Warren Strelo is who I first started working for.
Mm-hmm.
Warren went on to coach in the National Hockey League with the New Jersey Devils and the San Jose Sharks, and a few years back we lost Warren, but I was very fortunate to be able to work under him and get my start there. And quite frankly, Kenny, so much of what I value today in goaltending is stuff that I learned from Warren. And you know, like anything, you always have a little twist of your own convictions, but it was a great way to start under a great mentor.
Was Paul Ostby part of that program?
Yep, Paul Ostby was also part of it. Yep, Paul was one of, again, going back to my college days, I was very, very fortunate to have Paul as my coach at the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul was also a student of Warren's when Paul played at the University of Minnesota. In fact, Paul was the most valuable player, came out of nowhere, but for years was coached by Warren before Warren joined Herbie,
mm-hmm.
Herb Brooks with the 80 Olympic team. So, you know, long history there.
You played your college hockey at the University of Minnesota. You had some memorable years there to jumpstart your pro career. 1988, it was huge. You were the first Hobey Baker winner as a goaltender, which is the best college player of the year. Tell me about that.
Well, quite honestly, Kenny, and the season 87-88, it was, you know, like so many great years, you're not really... you're not really in tune to what's actually happening when it's happening. And we, quite frankly, we had lost three or four players to the U.S. Olympic team that year, and we weren't supposed to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the stars were aligned. We had an incredible, incredible season. In fact, we ended up winning, I think it was 34 games that year, which was the second most in the school history. And we were, you know, depleted. And we were a bunch of guys that came together and worked very, very hard every day. And we had a lot of success. And you know, I was just a part of it. And very fortunate, honestly, because we had lost some D. And we played a very aggressive style. So, quite frankly, on any given night, we were going to give up breakaways and we were going to give up chances. And quite frankly, if I was ready for it, I had a chance to look real good, you know?
Okay.
And that's really what happened was we were a very aggressive team and you know, gave up some scoring chances. But like I said, it really gave me a chance to look good if I was sharp.
And then the following year, you were runner-up.
Yep. The following year, it was Lane McDonald won from Harvard. He came back from the U.S. Olympic team, and he was a great player and was well-deserving of the award. And I was fortunate to be nominated again, but Lane was very deserving that year.
Well, I think it's incredible that only two goaltenders have won it, yourself and Ryan Miller. You had a chance to meet Ryan Miller for the first time in Sochi last year.
Yeah, that was such an interesting. When he won, I didn't have a chance to get to his. They have a banquet every year, and I try to get to that, and have been to most. It's generally at the end of the season, end of April, May, and I didn't have a chance to be a part of his evening, but finally had a chance to meet him in Sochi and watch him play in the Olympics. He's done wonders. He did wonders when he was in college. He's had a great pro career. Good company, I guess.
Yeah, I've had a chance. I think I've talked to you about this before in the past. I've had a chance to work with past winners in Kip Miller, Jason Krog, Chris Drury, and Junior Lessard. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, those types of seasons can't ever be duplicated. And like I said earlier, I'm sure most guys feel very similar as I do. Is when it's happening, you're in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back upon it, you realize really what it was all about and what was happening. And I'm sure a lot of those guys are very similar in their thought processes. And the other thing too, Kenny, is that a lot of times you don't realize how special it is until it's 10 years later.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's really it's a very neat crowd of guys to be a part of.
And they can't take it away from you.
No.
I want to talk about a few great moments in your college career, winning two WCHA championships, a team MVP award in 1988, a WCHA Goalie and Player of the Year award. Pretty impressive.
Well, Kenny, a lot of people say this, I don't know how much, I believe it to be true, but I don't know. If others realize it, Lester, going back in time, the WCHA was a very, very difficult league. Every single night was really a dogfight,
mm-hmm.
which really prepared you for the end of the year. And our league was very, very difficult. We were fortunate to win it twice, which, again, you have to be really good all year long, and oftentimes winning a national championship, you could be just playing well at the right time, which is not taking anything away from a team that maybe, didn't have a stellar season, but came together at the right time. And there's nothing I'm not taking anything away from a team that's ever done it like that. But to be really, really good from, late September all the way to March is not easy to do. So, and that's with any league.
Oh, sure.
So, whether it's the National Hockey League.
That's right.
And oftentimes that is very, very grueling and very difficult. And we were able to win that league title twice, which, we were real proud of. And it's something, clearly, let me tell you, every year you wanted to win that league because you knew how difficult it was. So being a part of the University of Minnesota Gopher Hockey program at that time was just a blessing, and I was so fortunate to have been able to wear what we call as the Big M.
Yeah.
Every Friday and Saturday night, you put on that jersey. And,
bigger than life.
And, yeah, exactly.
And you had some solid years coaching there also.
Yeah, it was great. When I retired from pro hockey at age 30, I was able to jump right in there, and I ended up coaching there for 8 or 9 seasons, and we were we had some good teams, and we were able to find a way to win 2 national titles and won a few WCHA championships as well while I coached there, and it was great to give back.
I mean, the history alone, 93 seasons worth with coaches like John Mariucci, Herb Brooks, Glenn Somnor, Bill Butters, Doug Wood, amazing.
Yeah, very. I mean, just Well, and quite frankly, Kenny, that's what attracted me to the University of Minnesota, was just the history and the aura of the program. And they found ways to win. And I had a chance, you know, growing up in Duluth, I had a chance to see, I had season ticket to the Bulldog hockey games, which is the college team out of Duluth. And, you know, to be able to see Minnesota come in and see the rivalry and see how heated things were. And it always seemed that Minnesota found ways to win. And, you know, when you're young, who doesn't want to be a part
That's
of
right.
that?
That's yeah. right. You are listening to In the Crease with Rob Stauber and your host, Kenny McCudden. We will be back in a few minutes.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. In Oak Forest, there was an earlier two-alarm fire at the 5000 block of Langley Court. And in Waukegan, they had an earlier fire in a high-rise at the 300 block of Lake Street. No accidents on the expressways and tollways at this time, and for the most part, the roads have settled down nicely. The inbound Dan Ryan still a bit sluggish from 18th Street up to the Circle. It's about 20 minutes into downtown from 95th. The inbound Stevenson Ramp to the inbound Ryan has also cleared up. On the CTA Brown Line, trains have been rerouted to the Red Line subway between Fullerton and downtown till 4 in the morning. And on the CTA Blue Line, trains are sharing a single track between Austin and Harlem also till 4. Chicago weather currently 49 degrees with light rain. There's a dense fog advisory in effect. Overnight, expect showers and thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 to answer.
Sean Hannity proves throwing money at a problem doesn't fix it.
The president blamed the GOP Congress for its failure to fund the massive investment in urban communities that would make a difference, he said. The president gave a whopping $1.8 billion to Baltimore
with his stimulus plan.
That's Baltimore's nickname, Charm City. If Baltimore gets any more charming, you know, give me a break.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5, hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
According to Forbes magazine, Saudi Arabia's Prince Al Walid, with over $21 billion, is the 35th richest person in the world. Being a Saudi prince, you just naturally assume he inherited his money, which I'm sure is partly true. However, he made a lot of his money by investing in banking and financial services, hotels and hotel management companies, mass media, entertainment, retail, agriculture, petrochemicals, aviation technology, and real estate all over the world. He's making money off about anything people buy anywhere. You may not be a Saudi prince, but you can make money on about anything people buy almost anywhere by getting your free blue card. The blue card is a loyalty rewards card that not only gets you discounts on purchases, but up to 5% cash back on what you buy. If you refer someone to the blue card, you could earn money on what they buy. And if you refer the blue card to a business, you could earn on the purchases of anyone who uses the blue card in their store or almost anywhere. There's a billion reasons why you should call 800-685-7470 and get your free blue card. That's 800-685-7470.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back in the crease. I am Kenny McCudden, your host. This portion of our program is brought to you by a very healthy drink called Coco 5, all-natural coconut water, developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. My guest protecting the crease tonight is Rob Stauber. Rob, I can't let this show go unless I ask you about Herb Brooks. Did you know him?
I did know him, Kenny. I knew him. I played in a what they called back in mid-'80s. That was 1986. They had a super series where they had teams from across the country. Basically what it amounted to was Minnesota, Massachusetts, and you also had Chicago in there, the Midwest.
Okay.
And we ended up, Herb's son Dan was on the team. We ended up going out to Massachusetts. We ended up winning the tournament at the end of the season, and, you know, supposedly all the best players from their areas get together and they have tryouts and those types of things, and they select the team. And we ended up tell you a little bit about Herb. First of all, we ended up winning, and apparently, no, I didn't hear him say this, but people very close to him said that he was very, very proud of that win. I could tell you a little bit about it. We went out east. They had Craig Janey. They had Brian Leach, Greg Brown, guys, a lot of guys. Like, we had players, too, that went on to play in the National Hockey League. But it was a very, very competitive matchup, and we were in their territory. And I won't forget, I got the start in the championship game in Kenny. I was terrible. I think I gave up three early.
That would drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah, it drove me nuts. Yeah, actually, it was so bad, it drove me off. Yay. So Herb pulls me, and again, I don't recall if we're down 3-0. I don't recall. He pulls me, and I get off the bench like most goalies, and you're disappointed, you're discouraged, and your head is down, and you're just trying to figure out what happened, and I'm trying to make sense of it. And Herb walks down, and he goes, "What are you doing?" "Nothing." He goes, "Well, basically, like, get ready. You're going back in." And I look over my left shoulder. Okay. So after the first period, he puts me in, and we end up winning the thing in like two or three overtimes. I don't recall what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was certainly not a goaltending battle.
Yeah.
It was 11-10, and
wow.
It was a very memorable time. And we came back again. I don't recall what the score was after the first period, but we ended up coming back, I think, a couple of times during that game from behind and winning that tournament. So yes, I knew Herb.
And the game misses him terribly.
He was such a free thinker, you know, and forward thinking, and you know, somebody that was willing to you know, push the envelope. And, and I'm sure he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, but it was never. I don't think he wasn't a malicious man at all. He was very
that's nice to hear.
Quiet. Yeah, very, very quiet. But if he believed in something, you were gonna know it. And I'll never forget about 1 week before he passed away in the car accident. Him and I belonged to the same golf club. Hardly ever talked to him. Hardly ever talked to anybody on the hardly anybody. He was just, you know, it's like he was always in his zone. But about a week before he passed, he was sitting at the table, maybe two away from me. He was with his wife, and then friends that I knew, Gretchen and Steve Badalich. They were sitting there. They got up. They started walking by the table. They all walked by. Herb stopped, came over, sat down. We started talking hockey, and he didn't care where they went. The rest of them, they were waiting for him, and this was right before he was going to take the Ranger job again.
Okay.
And he was talking about why he wasn't going to take it, and I will not touch on that because I think it was a very personal reason. But you know, honestly, Kenny, had he taken that job, he might have not have been up in Eveleth, Minnesota, at a charity event.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
It could have been, and it's just, you know, how life works. But I think what I always reflect on, quite frankly, is the fact that you know, he went out of his way on that day, which normally he never does. And not in a bad way. He was a very, very reserved man, and he went out of his way to stop and talk, and a week later he was no longer with us. So he was clearly an icon and a forward thinker and a guy that pushed the envelope, and well, you can certainly respect that.
What about John Mariucci? John Mariucci had a career here at the Chicago Blackhawks in the 40s and the early 50s, a very, very tough, rugged hockey player. Did you know him?
Well, I've heard the stories. I've seen pictures. I had one brief meeting with him. It was in 1986. John passed away in the spring of 87. And I'll never forget. I mean, I'd heard a lot about him, knew what he looked like, but I walked in with the rink one day, and our head coach at the time, the University of Minnesota, Doug Woog, said, "There's John." John was sitting on a bench outside the rink and you know, kind of brought me over to him and introduced me to him. And I had literally, at that time, Kenny, I was 18 years old, and I was meeting a legend. There's, you know, that's mm-hmm. exactly the way it felt. I mean, I felt, you know, it was just an incredible thing. And that's the only time I met him. Had a chance to shake his hand. Had had a great idea what he did for the University of Minnesota, what he did for that hockey program. And I felt so fortunate to, even in a brief moment in time, meet him because of what he did for the University of Minnesota, the hockey program, and how deeply he cared about it.
And you played in the old building, which was named after him, also just like the new one, correct?
That's correct. Yep, it was. Everybody knew it as the Barn, but they did rename it to the Mariucci Arena, and certainly the new one is Mariucci Arena. So he was clearly an icon, and I'm sure there are many, many stories that are could be told and have been told about what a tough guy he was, what an honest and fair guy he was as well.
It's awesome to hear. You were drafted by the Kings in 86 and turned pro in 89, and you played on a great L.A. team early in your career with the likes of Wayne Gretzky, Yari Curry, Dave Taylor, Rob Blake, Luke Robitaille, some Hall of Fame names there. Was that a tremendous experience?
It's an incredible experience. It was. I feel so lucky with this game of hockey.
You and I talk about that, Rob, all the time. I mean, with our travels with youth level hockey and the women's national program, we're very fortunate.
So fortunate, Kenny. What the game of hockey has brought into our lives and what it's brought into my life and the kind of people I've been able to meet and the experiences. I don't feel like I could be any more fortunate than to have played in Los Angeles at the time that I did, because Wayne was traded there in the late 80s. I believe his first season was 89 with the Kings. Mm-hmm. So Wayne was still technically in his prime. You know, he had a few injuries, but there was a lot of hype around hockey in Los Angeles at that time.
Yeah, and with the movie stars and the whole bit. Yeah.
Just kind of crazy stuff that you'd never expect, and the people that showed interest, and clearly they were a fan of what Wayne did for the game of hockey and how he carried himself, how he represented himself, how he represented the National Hockey League, how he represented the Kings.
He obviously was the leader of that team. Is that correct?
He was. Yeah, it's hard to put in words. It's hard to put in words. I mean, just think of what he did for hockey. First of all, by going to Los Angeles,
yep,
to an area that, you know, wasn't big in hockey. And then, you know, I recall so often early on in my days in Los Angeles, the training camps where we would go play a game in Florida where the ice was terrible, where they put in the ice and there were holes. And, you know, Wayne was really promoting the game, you know, almost single-handedly.
And then you look at it today where these kids are coming from today. I mean, the programs at the youth level out of L.A., I mean, these teams are incredible, and these kids are also turning pro.
It is incredible, and there are great athletes everywhere.
And there was a boom of rinks, too, right, built?
Yeah, absolutely. Luke Robitaille owned one of the first, I would guess it was probably one of the first private rinks in the L.A. area. It was the Isoplex. So we used to practice at Culver City, which, not a lot of people have fond things to say about. I don't think they ever took the ice out, and it was bad. But at one point, Luke saw an opportunity in the growth of hockey and started a rink out in Van Nuys, and it was the Isoplex. And
hold that thought there, Stops, for a second. We will continue to stop some pucks with Rob Stauber within the crease after these messages.
A pair of gunmen attack an anti-Muslim event in Texas.
The police officer in that car began returning fire and struck both men, taking them down.
More Republican candidates jump into the 2016 race.
I'm Ben Carson, and I'm a candidate for president of the United States.
I'm Carly Fiorina, and I'm running for president.
And Baltimore cops are charged in the death of Freddie Gray.
I heard your call for no justice, no peace.
What happens next happens here.
Your peace is sincerely needed.
This is AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport, a fourth person arrested in connection with the murders of two Hattiesburg, Mississippi police officers.
Investigators say the deadly altercation began shortly after one officer pulled over a vehicle. The second officer arriving to assist shortly thereafter. Shots were fired. One of the police cruisers stolen from the scene. This is the first time in 30 years that an officer from that community has been killed.
Fox's Molly Line. All four suspects have court appearances Monday. Reports of damage and injuries after severe weather hit the North Texas town of Van. The National Weather Service received a report of a tornado nearby. Also on Sunday, a twister touched down in Delmont, South Dakota, injuring at least 9 people.
Children who were in Sunday school took shelter in the basement. About 20 buildings were damaged, including the town's new fire hall and a Lutheran church, which lost its roof and stained glass windows.
Fox Radio's Pat O'Neill. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the CTA Brown Line, trains have been rerouted to the Red Line subway between Fullerton and downtown until 4 in the morning. Also, there's bus shuttle service at Armitage, Sedgwick, Chicago, and Merchandise Mart stations. On the CTA Blue Line, trains are single tracking between Austin and Harlem, also till 4 in the morning. In Oak Forest, there was an earlier two-alarm fire at the 5000 block of Langley Court, and in Waukegan, an earlier fire in a high-rise at the 300 block of Lake Street. No accidents on the expressways and tollways at this time, but the roads are slick with rain. The inbound Dan Ryan has finally cleared up from 18th Street up to the Circle. It's about 16 minutes to downtown from 95th. Chicago weather currently 49 degrees with light rain. There's a dense fog advisory in effect. Overnight showers and thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-708-4557. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-708-4557. 1-800-708-4557.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with In the Crease Hockey Radio on AM 560, The Answer. I am Kenny McCudden, and my guest tonight has been Rob Stauber, who is one of the best on-ice teachers with the art of goaltending. We left that last segment talking about the L.A. Kings. What about that 93 team that went to the finals against Montreal?
Well, it's an incredible team. As I had mentioned earlier in the conversation here about teams that come together at the right time, and that's a team that did. We were pretty good all year. Wayne was hurt for about the first third of the season, came back after Christmas, hit a back injury and came back, and everything just came together, quite frankly.
You had Barry Melrose as your coach?
Yeah, and the energy, Kenny. You could feel the energy with the team. You could feel it building. And we had some tough sledding to get there, right? I mean, we were behind in the first series of Calgary. We were able to win that series. We went into Vancouver. We won that series, and then ended up in Toronto. Quite frankly, Game 7, I guess I'll never forget the article in the paper, and I can't remember who wrote it. Actually, I might be able to remember. I'm just not going to say it.
Okay.
But somebody had written an article in the paper, and they said that Gretzky's been skating around like he has a piano on his back this series. Well, that pretty much did the Maple Leafs in, because Wayne had 3 goals and 2 assists in Game 7, and we went on to play Montreal in the finals.
And you've talked to me privately about that, and I know it still bothers you and haunts you a little bit.
Well, it does, because we were so close. We were up 1-0 in Montreal with 1:38 left. We were up 2-1 in Game 2. And Marty McSorley, the infamous stick situation where...
That's right.
Jacques Demers, Marty jumped on the ice and went for the face-off, and that was it. You know, they had it planned pretty well, and they called Marty on the illegal stick. And I remember when they were just before they were going to measure. Obviously, they skated over to Marty and they want to grab his stick. And Marty was going to fight just about anybody not to give that stick up, because I think Marty knew.
Yeah, and you wonder who got in the room that night.
Well, there's rumor, right? There's rumor that they knew exactly. Who was jumping on the ice and when to call it, and so be it. Unfortunate things happen, and that was a very unfortunate thing to our team. And then we went on to lose 3 straight in overtime. So
yeah, yeah.
Well, 2 straight in overtime in LA. We lost both games in overtime in LA, and the rest is history. Went up to Montreal for Game 7, we didn't perform or fare very well that night.
And the hockey's so great that they're still replaying those games.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'll have friends call and say, hey, whether it was even the Game 7 in Toronto. You hear a lot about that. So, yeah, it was great memories, Kenny, great memories.
Rob, in 2005, you wrote a book called Beyond the Crease with a foreword written by Wayne Gretzky. What was that book about?
Well, the book was really about some of the my goal was to, I had been teaching for so long, Kenny, and come through our training center and come through our programs. And one thing that, quite frankly, always bothered me about maybe the mentality of a lot of goalies that I saw was, quite frankly, a lot of young kids complaining about things they have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
What I decided to do was tell a story, basically, and let kids know that, this is really a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
you should be expected to be tested. You should be tried. And there's a fair portion of the book that talks about different things that I went through. And quite frankly, Kenny, people that were close to me that read it, I mean, very close to me, never knew some of the things that happened. And they approached me and said, "That happened?" So, yeah, I didn't make it up.
Yeah, I've got to get my hands on that book. I knew you wrote it, but I have not. Is it still out in print?
Yeah. Yep. It's still out there. And really what it is just, you know, being able to share some stories about, you know, real life things that happen. And you know, I'm not saying I handle them perfectly. There's just no way to handle every one of those situations perfectly as your, you know, these things happen. But one thing's for sure, you know, complaining about them isn't really the answer. And that was one of the things that I really try to get through in the book was, look, here, I'm going to tell you about some stories. I'll tell you about the progression of my career. But my hope is that for young goaltenders, that as they read that, they're going to find themselves in very similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that you handle them with you know, maybe a different mindset, and
okay,
and look at them as, hey, this is going to be expected. It's not going to be perfect. There isn't a perfect road, and if you're searching for that, you're in the wrong position. So it was really my goal was to hopefully help them understand that you are going to be challenged not only physically, but most importantly, you're going to be challenged mentally.
You have been listening to In the Crease. I am Kenny McCudden. We will be right back with Rob Stauber after this short break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. No accidents on the expressways and tollways at this time, but the roads are slick with the rain that's coming through. On the outbound side of the Dan Ryan, there's a stall in the express lanes at 63rd that's blocking the left lane, and that is causing a minor delay. Inbound side of the Dan Ryan, those earlier delays have cleared from 18th Street up to the Circle. It's about 16 minutes going into downtown from 95th. As a result, the inbound Stevenson ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan has also cleared. In Oak Forest, there was an earlier two-alarm fire at the 5000 block of Langley Court, and in Waukegan, an earlier fire in a high-rise at the 300 block of Lake Street. Chicago weather, currently 49 degrees with light rain. There's a dense fog advisory in effect until 3 in the morning. Overnight, expect showers and thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often, you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection? Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-558-1515. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge.
For your free appointment, call 1-800-558-1515. 1-800-558-1515.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are now into overtime within the crease. I am your host, Kenny McCudden, with my guest, Rob Stauber. This part of our program is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. My guest has been goaltending coach Rob Stauber. Rob, I've got to ask you this question. I know your boy Jackson is a goaltender. Have you let him go, or are you still teaching him one-on-one?
Well, I let him go. I let him go a while ago.
Oh, you did? Throughout your own academy?
Yeah, yep. I have a lot of my other coaches work with him, which has been good. It's interesting, though, as I let him go, and it's been a few years, that when we do work together now, you know, on occasion, it's a better working relationship. It's healthier, and it's very, you know, psychologists will tell you it's very, very difficult, and some say impossible. I'm not sure if anything's impossible, but very, very difficult to coach your own son or daughter, because it's very hard as the teacher. In this case, you know, me being his dad, it's very hard to be objective.
Well, I hear that all the time. I'll hear that, Rob, from Hall of Famers. They'll say, Kenny, he'll listen to you all day, but he won't listen to his dad.
Yeah. And the thing is, as a coach with the experience I have, I can recall one time, Kenny, that I was working with my son, and I treated him so poorly that I said to myself after the session, if I treated every other kid like that, I deserve to be fired. Because it was so bad. And I said, you know, I was so frustrated with him, but it's clearly because I want for him to, you know, quite frankly, take it as far as he can and as far as he wants to, and wherever that is, that's fine. And so you want to help them along, and you want to show them so much. Where with another student, you may want the same thing, but you afford them, and you have more patience with them. You afford them the time to grow. Where I think, when you're working with your own son or daughter, you want things to happen too quickly.
Your training center in Minnesota called Goal Crease was incorporated in 2002. Was that always your plan to have your own building?
No, Kenny, not at all. It was a plan like I'm sure if anybody's listening tonight that's had an experience like this where things fall right into your lap, and that's pretty much what happened. You know, I love the teaching portion of goaltending and being able to help them develop both mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I knew that the best way to do it was to get the athletes to come to you instead of you go to them, because there's just not enough time in the day and there's just too much running around. It's too hard to get to all the rinks. And so, quite frankly, I was in discussions with a friend at a hockey rink, and I was asking him some questions about portable ice rinks and what he knew about them. And he said, well, what I know is the people that do those portable ice rinks are in my parking lot right now.
Hmm.
I walked out the door and that's the end of the story. I never looked back.
Oh, okay.
And so yeah, it, you know, not necessarily fell. I had a vision of what it would look like, but I couldn't tell you how to dot all the I's and cross the T's to get there. But you know, once we got in touch with the group, the company that could provide the ice rink, then it was full steam ahead.
You and I are both in the world of development. On the goaltending side, I can't answer those questions here in Illinois, but what should parents be looking for in signing up for the proper goaltending school, and what age should they start with private lessons?
Well, first of all, what you look for, and I think the parents have to be educated, but they also have to be creative in searching things out. So what I would say for any family that has a youngster that wants to be a goalie and they want to get them some instruction is do your homework, number one. You know, search some people out, ask good questions. What I mean by a good question is a lot of people in the game and in the teaching, in my opinion, it's unfortunate they try to pigeonhole an athlete into a style. And quite frankly, if somebody's talking about styles and what they can do for your youngster, run for the hills. Because
you say that before.
Yeah, that's up to the goalie. They have to have their own style. It's not the teacher's style. what you really want to look for is a set of fundamentals that are going to be true across the board from start to finish. There are things you're going to have to be good at. But once you get good at those things, if an instructor is trying to get them to play a certain way, just one way, to say this is what you've got to do, it generally doesn't end very well.
So you're working around that goaltender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're individuals.
Yep.
They're not robots.
Yep.
And
but we are producing a lot of robots.
Oh, way too much, Kenny. And so that's I'd say, as far as private lessons go and when to start, it's like anything. The sooner you build good habits, the better off you're going to be. But you don't have to go crazy about it. It's not like you have to be there every day and take it to the extreme.
What age group do you like working with the most?
Oh, boy. Well, you're going to see what I see the most growth, where you can really impact them, mm-hmm. is really 9, 10, 11-year-olds, because, number one, like I said just a few minutes ago, they don't have a whole set of bad habits. So if you can get them started on the right foot, they grow quickly. So from a growth perspective, those are really fun ages, because you can really do wonders in setting them up fundamentally for success in the future. They can build their game. You know, on the other hand, working with high-end goalies that are you know, very skilled, have a good base, you get to teach them different things. And, mm-hmm. you know, how they see the game, did they read a situation, did they see a play develop? And if not, what to look for? You know, those are the real little things that in the end make the difference of a great goalie from a good goalie from an average goalie, is how they see the situation develop and you know, how they defend the net.
Yep.
You know, that's a lot of fun, too.
Stay with us. We will be back within the crease with Rob Stauber and I. We will be returning soon.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
According to Forbes magazine, Saudi Arabia's Prince Al Walid, with over $21 billion, is the 35th richest person in the world. Being a Saudi prince, you just naturally assume he inherited his money, which I'm sure is partly true. However, he made a lot of his money by investing in banking and financial services, hotels and hotel management companies, mass media, entertainment, retail, agriculture, petrochemicals, aviation technology, and real estate all over the world. He's making money off about anything people buy anywhere. You may not be a Saudi prince, but you can make money on about anything people buy almost anywhere by getting your free blue card. The blue card is a loyalty rewards card that not only gets you discounts on purchases, but up to 5% cash back on what you buy. If you refer someone to the blue card, you could earn money on what they buy. And if you refer the blue card to a business, you could earn on the purchases of anyone who uses the blue card in their store or almost anywhere. There's a billion reasons why you should call 800-685-7470 and get your free blue card. That's 800-685-7470.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back within the crease, your hockey radio show. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for The Who on May 13th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. I am Kenny McCutton with my guest Rob Stauber, and we've been going through the University of Minnesota hockey all the way to goalie instruction. The one thing I want to touch upon with this last portion of the program, Rob, is the women's program. And I was privileged and honored to be part of the women's national program. And you've been with them for some time now. Your role keeps on changing a bit.
It does. The evolution, right, and growth. And,
yep.
and the opportunity to help, you know, they are the best female players in the world, and the opportunity to help them reach their goals is just, it's an honor. And
it really is.
And it's never ending, right? I mean, they want to win a gold medal deeply. They want to win a gold medal badly. And just being there to be able to help them achieve their dreams is just it's a real honor.
Sochi, for me, was an amazing and sad experience at the same point. And when you look back at it now, what are your thoughts on the outcome of that gold medal game?
Well, it's disappointing. We've seen it so often in hockey where a team has a game in hand and somehow find a way to be on the losing end, which we did. And it's extremely disappointing. But also, a piece of it is invigorating because it keeps you searching for more and asking questions. And I think it's easy to say, well, game got away from us, but quite frankly, I don't think there's a lot of wisdom in an answer like that. I think the reality is that you have to search and you have to ask questions and you have to try to prepare yourself for another future event that could end up in a situation where you're up again. And, and, you know, how are you going to handle that? What would you change? And I think it's also fair to say, you know, Kenny, you play golf. You love golf. You could hit the best shot. It could hit something at the front of the green and take a terrible bounce. Guess what? There's not much you can do about that. But
you got to come back the next hole.
Yep. And in this case, I think that I don't believe that this was just a bad bounce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody could live with it. But I think if you ask enough questions and you look at it deeply enough, the answers are there, and you have to prepare yourself to be different the next time around and respond differently.
Where do you see the women's national program heading right now, and do you like its progression?
Love the progression. The team, we just won the world championships, won gold medal.
Amazing,
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, even in a game like that, a game within a game, we know we can improve. We know we can play better. We know we need to get better. And that's the exciting thing is winning is, you know, is one thing. But when our players walk out of a game where they just won and they go, hey, we can be better, you know you've surrounded yourself with the right players.
That's for sure. Rob, right now, where can goaltending parents find your hockey school called Gold Crease?
Goldcrease.com. Very simple.
You got a website there, too, and a phone number attached to that and everything?
Absolutely, yep. They can find us on the web at goldcrease.com. We're very user-friendly. We've had lots of young goalies from Chicago, middle-aged goalies from the Chicago area. We've had them, quite frankly, come from all over the country, Kenny. We've had a few kids come from Europe. So we're very happy with what we do day in and day out, and then have a staff of coaches that are just very, very passionate. And helping kids, achieve their potential, which we all know with individuals, that's different for everyone.
Rob, thank you very much for being here tonight. There is my producer, Debbie Schreiner, for passing me that puck all night. I say thank you. I am Kenny McCudden, always ready to answer your hockey needs at icecompanyhockey.net. We will return to In the Crease next Sunday at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that